Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. This is Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro Eastside.
All right, and we have with us a couple guests with the Puget Sound Honor Flight. So Lily Anderson and Fred Charles, and we're so happy you guys are here with us today. I was actually thinking about the show coming up over the weekend. I was up on Camino Island, and I'm pretty sure it was the the Payne Field historic group up there. Paul Allen has a group up there. I just based out on the name of the. The museum up there, Flying Heritage Museum, or Flying Heritage Collection, I think is what they officially
there's
call
two
it.
Of them up there, the Heritage Collection and Paul Allen's collection. Right, they're two different.
Oh, got it. Well, we're out on the boat pulling in, you know, some crab pots, and I hear that unmistakable sound of a squadron of planes are coming our way. And this was a group of fighter planes. I think it might have been from Paul Allen's collection. I saw some P-51s. I think I saw a Curtiss. I think a Tomahawk up there. There was a Mitsubishi Zero up there, all flying in this group. But just the sound of those prop engines coming up, that still always gives me goosebumps.
Awesome.
And I'm thinking, I look at my brother and I say, man, I'm glad, you know, it's, you know, 2016 and, you know, not 1942 and we're German.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, that's the sound that helped us win the war. It really, really was something. So, and you were part of that in the Pacific Conference.
In the Pacific, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a... It was a real experience, really. I guess as a kid when you're flying that, which we were kids, you know, you don't really give a lot of thought. It was just something we did every day.
Sure.
And flew, and we'd look at the flight operations and go down and see whoever we were flying or if we were flying that day, and the way we'd go, and that was it. Some of them were short flights. Some of them were long. So.
Yeah.
So when you went back to D.C., with the Puget Sound Honor Flight, did you go up to where the pilots were and give them some tips on flying? Was that part of it?
Really didn't run into any back there.
Okay.
Well,
did go to the Air Force Museum, or not memorial, I mean, and it was quite impressive. In fact, little story there, they have three big spheres. I don't know if you've seen them.
Oh.
300 feet high. They're three big ones. And they said... if they had been there when they flew into the Pentagon, the planes would have hit those spears instead of the Pentagon. I thought that was
really?
Kind of interesting.
Crying out loud. Wow.
So,
huh.
Wow. Ooh.
So were those a relatively new addition then?
Yeah, I think in 2003 or 4 or something like that,
wow.
They were built.
Okay.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Huh. And I did not know that.
Yeah. Now,
yes,
this was
built
a,
after 9/11.
This is it's a defense thing or it's art.
It's art.
It's
just
a brand new 300 feet.
Wow,
up
that's
three of them.
That's way up there.
But potentially now could be.
Sure.
Let's hope they never have to.
Yeah, absolutely.
But okay, so you went back. It's 3 days. You're on this rigorous schedule, but you get a chance to have camaraderie. Now, did you know anybody else who was on?
Not a soul.
Okay.
Except son, but other than
right.
that, nothing.
So it's a group of the veterans from the Northwest area.
Okay.
And you're just on the
And so how are they chosen?
You get on a wait list. You go to the website, PugetSoundHonorFlight.org, and there's an application. You just download it, fill it out, send it in.
So does the individual have to do that application, or can someone do that for somebody?
So, like, I did it for Fred.
Okay.
And for Louise.
Okay.
So the kids could do it, maybe
Great.
Friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if they're able to do it themselves, they're more than welcome to.
Okay.
You can apply to be a guardian.
Well, I'm asking partly because, like, if there's a listener out there right now that isn't the veteran themselves, but maybe know somebody who that this would be a great honor for them. I don't know if they could just put in an application for someone or not. And is there an age limit?
There is not an age limit, but you do have to be a veteran.
Okay.
And they do give
I'm only asking a little bit. I'm going to throw a little he's going to hate me for doing this. My brother just got diagnosed with bone cancer. And I don't know that he's ever had an opportunity like this. And now I'm sitting here thinking, you know, he's in the Northwest right now finishing up his time at Boeing. Actually, he's waiting for his medical retirement because he turns 55 this year.
So, Reba, they actually give preference to someone who is terminally ill.
Okay.
And they would take precedence over someone else on the wait list.
Okay, that's maybe good for me to know. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And can it be a veteran from any branch of service?
So they give they give for choice to World War II veterans.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
Certainly makes sense.
Just so we can, you know, get them all there.
Yeah.
They're the older
and they deserve
generation.
It. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And I think the next group are Korean.
Korean would be, yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then Vietnam. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Because I know veterans basically from almost every conflict that's been out there. So, okay. Yeah.
Kind
awesome.
Of running out of World War IIs.
I know. There's yeah. just fewer and fewer. And that's
I don't think there's anybody from World War I anymore, right?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think I remember a news story when they said the last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last one. Yeah.
But,
well, I think at the rate right now, it's 640 World War II veterans pass away each day.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we need to get on this. So what's it take to get somebody? And I'm not saying the application. What's, you know, you've got the process and you've got the people who get them organized and go, but what's the cost behind this and what's your goal with the fundraiser that's coming up?
So it costs approximately $1,000 per veteran to be able to send them and have everything pre-planned. And it doesn't cost anything to the veteran. That's why we're doing what we're doing. And we just want people to be supportive, and they can contact me directly or go to PugetSoundHonorFlight.org and donate if there's someone out there who would like to donate an item for an auction. Mm-hmm. They can contact me directly at Merrill Gardens.
Okay. Are there things you're looking for specifically right now?
Or? I have gotten so many great things. There isn't anything in particular. I mean, I have gift baskets and wine bottles and tickets to the Mariners game and then tickets to the Seahawks games. I mean, it's just lots of jewelry. Just all sorts of things that if...
Do you have, like, people doing, like, we'll do a dinner for you?
Yes.
That kind of
we
experience?
We have lots of certificates from local restaurants, hotels, little getaways. There's just...
So
quite
there's something for everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No and matter if, what your tastes are, because maybe you don't drink wine, but I do. And many others around here do.
Hence,
500. Yes, exactly. Fred's with me on this one.
He's like, I'm
we'll
in.
Be toasting. We can do some toasting.
But if anyone has any questions, they can always contact me. Can I give out my phone number?
Absolutely. Please do.
You can call me at Merrill Gardens, which is 425-235-6400.
Okay.
Or you could email me, which is LILIA and one more A, so double A, at MerrillGardens.com.
Okay, so Lilia A at MerrillGardens.com.
Yes.
Got it.
Excellent. And again, the website is PugetSoundHonorFlight.org.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yes.
And
you got
in
it
fact,
right.
I'm just looking at the website. There's a link which says get involved. Mm-hmm. And if you were to click on that link, there is also a button there called donate. And
where
anybody interested and intrigued by this fantastic program can jump on there right now and donate.
There should be videos in there too, all for
and
people to look and see
trips.
What it's like.
Excellent. So people can, besides hearing a little bit about it, they can go in there, experience a little bit more, see what someone's going to benefit from. So you said it's about $1,000 per veteran, but you mentioned that your son went with as well. So is the guardian going with the veteran, paying for their own way?
The guardian does pay. It's it's about $900 for the guardian to go and but it's all completely organized. Everything's done. The food, the flight, all the museums, everything.
Okay.
Everything's covered.
Okay. Well, that's fantastic. So I know we're getting to where we need to start wrapping this up, but one more time, because you can never say it enough times. Give us your phone number one more time.
425-235-6400, or my email is LILIAA at MerrillGardens.com.
Okay. And Merrill Gardens, by the way, is MERRILL?
Correct.
Okay. We want to make sure people can find that correctly.
Yes, thank you.
Because I'm sure that could be spelled lots of different ways. Fred Charles, thank you so much for coming on the show today. And thank you for your service, sir.
Yes,
absolutely. And Lilia, thank you so much for coming on and telling us about this program. I'm really, really pleased to have had you guys on today.
Thank you for the opportunity. It's been fun.
Our pleasure.
Join us next week on Open House with Team Reba every Tuesday at 3 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/MaxMetroEastside on Facebook or email info@TeamReba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.